Authorities in Pakistan say they're trying to confirm whether they've captured a top lieutenant of Osama bin Laden. They're looking for a man who once ran training camps for al-Qaeda. A man who resembles him turned up among dozens of suspects arrested in a series of raids this week. With help from the United States, Pakistani police raided several alleged hideouts for Islamic extremists. NPR's Steve Inskeep visited some of the locations in the city of Faisalabad.
Some of the suspects lived in a house in the suburbs. It's a concrete house, two stories high and built like a fortress. Most Pakistani homes are surrounded by walls, but this house has walls topped with barbed wire. The owner is Miss Shaheen Kosir. Barely a month ago, a man approached her asking to rent the house. The landlady says that the man identified himself as Jibran Saeed. He was Pakistani. He claimed that he wanted to rent the house for himself and his parents. The landlady asked to meet the parents, but the renter declined, explaining that his parents were busy making a pilgrimage to Mecca. He rented the house for the equivalent of about $270 a month, and the Pakistani parents never turned up. Instead, according to the neighbors, a group of foreign men moved in at the beginning of March. Ali Ruza lives just behind the house.
They were not a proper family. There was no woman basically in that. That's the reason our even woman never had a chance to have a look into the house and, you know, never have interaction with those people.
The men had moved into a middle-class neighborhood, a quiet area where children often play cricket in the street. The men never did introduce themselves to the neighbors, but the cricket players say they knocked a ball over the wall of the house the other day. A tall, pale-skinned foreigner brought it out to them. If the men were members of Al-Qaeda, they may have thought they were hiding in a place where nobody would think to look for them. Unlike some other Pakistani cities, Faisalabad does not have a reputation as a center of Islamic radicalism. It's a manufacturing city, making textiles and other goods. Neon signs shine red and blue above the city's factories, advertising service shoes and Wonder Bread. Asked today about the city's politics, a local barber laughed and declared that Faisalabad residents focus mainly on the politics of putting food in their stomachs. In that suburban neighborhood on the edge of the city, the group of foreigners remained for 22 days. Then, about 1 o'clock on Thursday morning, neighbor Ali Ruza says he heard the noises of police knocking on his door.
Then I wake up and they asked us to open the door. I said, no, there's something like that is going to happen, so you never know what's going to happen to us. That's why I didn't open up the door.
Instead, Ali and his family hid inside, waiting to see what happened next door. At first, police tried to negotiate with the suspects, but police finally crashed in a door and started shooting. One fugitive leaped from a balcony to a neighbor's roof and tried to run away, but police caught him. One suspect died, and two others were wounded. More than 2 days after the shooting, you can still see what appear to be bloodstains on the street near the side door. That same night, police were conducting several raids across Faisalabad and in the city of Lahore. They say they picked up as many as 50 suspects. Officials will not say if they all belong to the same organization or if they're charged with any specific crime. Pakistani police were making the raids at the request of the United States. Pakistani officials say the U.S. provided intelligence information that led to the suspects. One official here says that Americans went along on the raids, helping to identify the targets. And when police took the two wounded men to the hospital, witnesses say that Americans dressed in native clothes came several times to check on them. Doctors who treated the wounded men say they were both Arabs, and both recited verses from the Quran as they tried to block out the pain of their gunshot wounds. One claimed his name was Nur ad-Din. The other said he was Daoud. The day after the shooting, Dr. Ghulam Murtaza had a conversation with one patient. Claimed he'd come to Faisalabad to meet up with some business colleagues.
They were resting at that night in the house, and they have been attacked by some forces. Why? We don't know.
Shortly after that conversation, police took the wounded men away. It is not clear if the U.S. has taken custody of any of the suspects. Pakistani authorities are speaking very carefully about the U.S. role in the arrests. The government of President Pervez Musharraf already faces charges that he has surrendered some of his country's sovereignty to the U.S. Pakistani officials do say that one of the suspects captured Thursday morning may match the description of a top aide to Osama bin Laden. His name is Abu Zubaydah. According to court documents, he's the man who organized al-Qaeda's training camps in Afghanistan. He educated aspiring terrorists in the methods of irregular warfare and suicide bombing. He may have been one of the men recently detected by American intelligence trying to reorganize al-Qaeda fugitives in Pakistan. And if he's now in custody, he would be the most senior al-Qaeda member that the U.S. has found in the months since September 11. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Faisalabad, Pakistan.